Well, good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for July 27th, 2014. Koyo Kubose here, so very glad you joined us here in Central California, San Joaquin Valley. Temperature is in the triple digits. When it goes into the 90s, we feel real cool. And, of course, it's dry heat, so it's not as bad as when it's really humid. I know in the Midwest, when it's in the 90s and humid, oh, it's terrible. So here, it's dry heat, but when it's in the triple digits, it's still hot no matter what. Right now, we're have an exciting project going on here at Bright Dawn. we started construction on our Sierra Sanctuary, which will be a small building, about 1,000 square feet. And we had an Japanese American architectural firm in the Bay Area design it for us. Very iconic, unique building it will be. And I've got a local general contractor doing a very good job, and they come every morning and they work from about 7 a.m. till 1 or 2, and then they put in a good 6-7 hours when it's cooler in the morning. And it's been fascinating to see what's involved in new construction. I've never been involved like this before, and they're making the first, of course, they have to dig a foundation and then put in the foundation walls. And it just reminds me of when I, in the Midwest, in the Chicago area, public education was kindergarten through eighth grade, and then high school 4 years, but there was no junior high there. It's K through eight, and then 4 years of high school. So after graduating elementary school, my father, the local minister in the Hyde Park neighborhood of Chicago, was asked to give the commencement address, okay, for our elementary school graduating class. And I happened to be the president, and I had to say some remarks too. I don't remember what I said, but I remember what my father said. It was the first time to hear this story about the metaphor for a building's foundation and one's life. My father told the story of a man, a very rich man, who wanted to live in a penthouse. So he hired a firm to build him a penthouse. On the site, they started to dig in the ground. And he said to the general contractor, "Hey, what are you digging in the ground for?" "I said, I wanted a penthouse." And the contractor said, "Well, in order to build something high, you still have to make the foundation first." So the metaphor is that if you want to do great things in life, well, you need a good foundation. You need to go get your education and training. And I think this is true. A foundation is necessary for deepening one's spiritual growth. And life usually offers us some kind of foundation for spiritual maturity. And sometimes that foundation is life's tragedies or great difficulties. It really prepares oneself to look deep into life, take it seriously. We may not appreciate the significance and impact of when we're struggling with difficulties, but through our awareness and through the teachings, we can see that in the spiritual realm, many times misfortune is fortune. Well, today, I'd like to introduce for our Dharma Glimpse, our guest, Morris Sekyo, Tong Lay Minister from the Lay Ministry 3 class back in 2010. And his home is in Florida. And he is the current president of the Trailblazers organization. The Trailblazers is a resource organization for Bright Tong Lay ministers. And I think we have about over 24 of them now. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Morris Sekyo Sensei.
Good morning, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be here this morning for a Dharma Glimpse on this Sunday. I got an email earlier this week inviting me to provide an invocation for an upcoming county commission meeting. And, of course, I was happy to accept it. And this will be my second invocation. Last time I did this, which was about a year ago, I started to approach the podium and realized I was nervous. I had a little stage fright. I should mention that for much of my adult life, I was terrified of public speaking. It was a hindrance, so I worked at overcoming it. These days, I give quite a few formal and informal sermons, Dharma talks, classroom talks. Talking about the Dharma, that's one of the things that I do a lot, and I enjoy doing it. So to discover that I was nervous was kind of a surprise. I'm sure I could find a reason for my anxiety. I was outside my usual comfort zone. I wasn't in robes. I was in a jacket and tie. I was standing in front of a bunch of people who might not be friendly toward Buddhists, etc., etc. But it doesn't really matter. I was anxious. That was the circumstance within which I needed to function. A few weeks ago, I arrived for my weekly meeting at the chapel of a state correctional institution. It was early afternoon. The chapel's air conditioner had not been working all day. Well, I'm in Florida, and it's really hot this time of year. Chapel was like a sauna. There are windows in the sanctuary, but the chaplain and corrections officers were conferring with the administration, and so far it looked that for some reason it would be against the rules to open the windows. Well, as you can imagine, inmates were complaining about the heat. Some were speculating about how the air conditioner got broken, looking for people to blame for that, griping about how unfair it was to have to keep the windows closed, and all of that stuff. But none of this speculation or griping or blaming made it a bit cooler. One of the inmates, who's a former armed robber who became an ordained Soto Zen monk while incarcerated, mentioned this famous discourse between a monk and Master Tozan. The monk wanted to know how to avoid cold and heat. The master answered, "Why don't you go to the place where there is no cold or heat?" The monk asked, "Where is that place?" The master said, "When it is cold, let it be so cold it kills you. When it's hot, let it be so hot it kills you." This doesn't mean that to escape the heat or cold that you should go meditate in Death Valley until you get heat stroke, or in Antarctica until you get hypothermia. It means you go to that place in your heart where you accept the present moment as it is. The you that is killed is the you that insists that heat not be hot and cold not be cold. Conditions like heat and cold might come from the environment, but being hot and being cold, that comes from within. It's the same with nervousness. There might be causes out there, but the anxiety is in here. So this is kind of counterintuitive, but the way to deal with something like performance anxiety is to be so nervous that it kills you. Let go of that self that insists that there be no anxiety. In other words, go ahead and feel nervous and do what you're there to do. When you accept anxiety, you don't get nervous about being nervous. You're able to go ahead and do what it was that you came there to do. So when I gave that invocation, I don't think anyone besides me noticed that I was nervous. I got some nice feedback from the commissioners, and they've asked me back, so I must have done all right. Well, that day we were at the prison chapel, we accepted the heat. We started our service. We meditated. About 10 minutes into our first meditation, I felt a breeze. The administration had given the chapel clerks the go-ahead to open the windows. We were still in Florida. It was still July. This was not a cool breeze. But I have to tell you, when you're in that place where it's so hot it kills you, even a warm, humid breeze feels pretty darn good. Well, thank you very much for your attention, and I hope you have a wonderful Sunday.
Yes, I recall my father often quoting that story. When it's cold. When it's hot, be hot. I think that's a tremendous Dharma glimpse where the teachings are used and applied to a real life situation. That's what the Dharma's for. It's not to read and nod your head while you're sitting in your living room reading a book on the Dharma. But when you're struggling in real life situations, that's when you have to have, presence of mind, or being able to step back and say, hey, let me see what the Dharma teachings, how it can assist me. And sometimes this is not easy to do because you get wrapped up in the present moment of your emotions. If you don't have a solid foundation, all the readings and conceptual knowledge about the teaching goes out the window, okay? Unless it's in your bones. You've got to take the teachings from the conceptual knowledge of it in your head down into your gut, into your bones. Okay? Go down. Okay? You need that foundation. Okay? That lofty heights, abstract, beautiful concepts. Okay? That's just something floating in the sky unless it's anchored and supported by a strong foundation. And another way to look at this is that all experiences are worthy. Nothing is wasted in the great causes and conditions of our life. All the interdependencies, all the interactions, nothing is wasted. It all contributes to a solid foundation. And if you could organize and have the awareness and perspective of this through studying the teachings, your spirituality will mature, be deep and strong, and who knows how high into the clouds it can soar. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a very wonderful day. Thank you.